because it was overcrowded, and as usual, they told me to come back later. As I dawdled up our streets, busy with shoppers, tired of having to say salve, gratias tibi, and bene gratias at every step to neighbours who didn't give a toss, wondering if Alba would come out to play, glad that spring was here after a long winter when I'd had to wrap my feet in rags or else they'd fall off, I saw a fancy sedan parked up outside our shop and four bronze sedan bearers wearing white linen skirts with gold stripes leaning against the wall and waiting.
See, Mr. Felix Zuleika, very obedient girl, sir.
Glad to hear it, for when I saw her at the baths, she stole my heart. Indeed, she is so exquisite, so pulcherrima, such a delicious surprise in this, shall we say, less than dazzling little colonia.
His thinning brown hair was cut in the fashionable pudding bowl haircut. He wore several gold rings with bright stones. And when my eyes moved slowly down, I saw his legs. Thin, hairy, and bandy. And he was fat. Very fat.
No problemata. She make very optimal wife, sir.
No, Dad!
I like the mysterious dark ones from the south who waft soundlessly around me, leaving the lingering scent of musky sandalwood from Zanzibar in their wake. 11 years old.
See, Mr. Felix, Zuleika very specialis girl.
I am a man of multiple interests. A senator, military man, businessman. I undertake trading missions for the government, and I'm a landowner. I've just bought Hertfordshire, you know.
Yes, always at home, quietly sewing, very placid, no back chat.
To form an attachment is to risk its loss, is it not? I have been looking for a nice, simplex, quiet, fidelis girl, a girl who will not betray me with affairs. I will, of course, see to an educatio for her and lessons in elegantia. She is of the age where she will learn quickly.
You are very benignus, gentleman, sir. Road has been uphill for years. A boost to economia most welcome, sir.
Ma and Pa had fled to Khartoum in a caravan. They travelled for a year, bypassed Rome's too many Ethiops and made for Londinium, where a man might make a million.
Say no more. You have my patronage.
I knew I had to accept my fate. I could throw countless tantrums. I was an expert. But it would go ahead, regardless.
The ice age is coming. The sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected. The wheat is growing thin. The engines start running. I have no fear, because London is drowning and I live by the river.
Catch up, AJ!
What are you doing? Who's going to pay? Are you going to pay?
Sorry!
Catch that black monkey!
I ran until I reached the sloping banks of the River Fleet, far away from the docks. I screamed at the water until my throat was sore and my spittle had dried up, not caring that all the fishermen thereabouts stopped mending their nets and stared. I stayed for hours, and when it was dark, the beach deserted, I stripped off, threw my tatty green dress on the pebbles, walked into the cold water and swam far out.
I am. Look at this ranger.
Ow! Where'd you get that?
From my uncle's shed.
Oh, it stinks.
It's the dog's blanket.
Oh, I'll do without thanks.
Get us a cuddle.
1 minute it's hopscotch in bare feet. Next, you're 4 foot up in a sedan in case your pink stockings get dirty.
Mum and Dad have sold me. I'm getting married.
Is he a dish?
Very fat white patrician from Rome.
Who's got a mistress and a couple of kids in Germania?
He wants a young bit of stuff to come home to in Londinium for a few months each year.
Well, it doesn't sound like he'll bother you much. You've still got me. No sense in drowning yourself. I'll come over and drink all your best wine when he's away. He can still have a laugh.
You and me are the wild girls of Londinium.
Just try not to get fat.
Shut up!
What could happen?